Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. AM, Thursday morning on KSJE. We have an extra segment for you this week because it's always wonderful to talk with Thomas Heuser from the San Juan Symphony, and that's just what we're going to do. Thomas is joining us remotely this morning from his home outside the Durango area. Good morning, Thomas. Good to see you.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Thank you for coming on and talking a bit about a special extra concert, I guess, is how we can maybe describe it for folks in Durango and Farmington happening this weekend.
That's right. This weekend we have concerts of the San Juan Symphony String Quartet. This is the evolution, Scott, of the San Juan Symphony branching out into chamber music. We're so excited to be able to present these more intimate concert formats in addition to our full symphony programs. And this weekend, we present our string quartet, Lauren Avery, Tennille Taylor, Carl Winkler, and Catherine Jetter. These are our principal string players of the symphony, performing a wonderful program of chamber music. You don't want to miss this.
Very good. And so the performances are going to be here at San Juan College and again at Fort Lewis College, correct?
Yes, so there's a performance in Durango that'll be this Friday, January 19th at 7 p.m. at St. Mark's Church in Durango.
Pardon me.
We inherited a wonderful St. Mark's acoustic from our merger with Third Avenue Arts. So that's there on Third Avenue in Durango at St. Mark's Church on this Friday, tomorrow night, January 19th at 7 p.m. And then you're right, on Saturday, January 20th at 2 p.m., we're at the Connie Gotch Theater there at the San Juan College campus, just across the quad from you, I believe.
Pretty close. That's true. Right. Exactly. And so tickets are available right now, I suppose, right?
They are. It's going fast. We have limited space available, but we definitely want our audiences in Farmington to know that this is the first of its kind. The San Juan Symphony, again, inheriting the programming from Third Avenue Arts in Durango, and we are expanding that now. Our Beyond the Concert Hall series is coming to our audiences in Farmington on Saturday, and we really want to have our community know that this is coming to our KSJE audiences in particular. San Juan Symphony String Quartet will be playing a program that combines some of the great literature for string quartet and two living composers. So the concert begins with a piece by Elena Katz-Chernin, who is a Soviet-born Australian conductor, which is an interesting combination. This is a short work, kind of a prelude to the concert that's a popular tune now, written just a couple of years ago. So she's a living composer, popular in England and Great Britain primarily, and of course in Australia. Then the program continues with music of Jared Impachataha Tate. Jared Tate's music, he is an indigenous composer of the Chickasaw tribe of Oklahoma. He is a unique composer in that he combines his Native American background with his classical composition career. And so he's really putting on the map some interesting music that is stretching the limits of what classical composition can be and incorporating these really wonderful indigenous themes from all sorts of different cultures. We have the music of Jared Tate also on the next San Juan Symphony concert, so we're very focused right now on Jared's music. It's very exciting music, very rhythmical and energetic, and it brings a lot out of the string quartet texture. And the closing, of course, with the great Ludwig von Beethoven. We're playing a Beethoven string quartet in C major. This is one of the Razumovsky quartets. And C major is a bright, sort of energetic key. There's lots of upbeat music here. Some of the great music Beethoven's ever written were for the string quartets. He has many, many spanning his career. And this is one of the most iconic. So there's something from all generations here, Scott. The string quartet sounds fantastic. This is a program that they selected for our audiences to enjoy. And I'm looking forward to being an audience member at this concert.
How about that? That doesn't happen very often. Very good.
I know. It's wonderful. And again, this is the beginning as we branch out into this chamber music genre. We're so excited to be bringing this additional music to our audiences in Durango and Farmington.
Right, right. And as I always say, full disclosure, I'm still a proud member of the board of directors of the San Juan Symphony, and it's one of those things I think that the board is thrilled about too, with this kind of merger with Third Avenue Arts in Durango, to be able to take some of these programs that audiences in Durango have enjoyed and expanding them into the rest of the region. And Farmington certainly gets to enjoy a little bit of that on Saturday, as you've mentioned.
And what's great here is that, you know, one of the things about the San Juan Symphony and Third Avenue Arts as well is that our audiences in Farmington have always come and been a part of these concerts, the Bach Festival and the Chamber Music Festival in Durango. That will, of course, continue. But you're right, we get to expand into the community of Farmington. And I'm particularly excited to present music in the newly remodeled Connie Gotch Theater there on San Juan College campus. It's a wonderful acoustic, a great space for concerts. And I should mention, both performances will have post-concert receptions where audiences are invited to meet the artists, ask them some questions about the performance, and get to know them a little bit better.
Very, very good. Yes, and it's great. But as you mentioned, these are a little smaller venues, and so not as many tickets if you're planning to come see these concerts. So probably best to get your tickets sooner than later, I would say.
I think so. Yeah, that's all available at our symphony website, sanjuansymphony.org. Both concerts will then direct you to the ticket offices of the two venues. But again, I think, you know, we want audiences in Farmington in particular to know that this is our first opportunity to show our support for chamber music offerings. And so we want to have a great turnout. So we're appealing to the KSJE audience in particular to be there Saturday, 2 p.m. for the San Juan Symphony String Quartet.
There you go. Right. Show up and enjoy some great music. And hopefully, you know, this is the first of many. Right, Thomas? I mean, that's the plan, I know.
That is the vision. Yeah. You know, we want to, again, the offerings that we've inherited include the chamber singers, chamber music, chamber festival, all of these different musical combinations and new sounds that we want to add to the palette of the San Juan Symphony. So that won't change in terms of the symphony concerts being in Farmington and Durango. And as we branch out and include these concerts of chamber music, they're coming to Farmington. We want to make sure that our mission to bring the two communities together around this orchestra and this organization is still front and center of our mission.
Very good. Well, it's wonderful and a great opportunity to hear some wonderful music from some of the great performers at the San Juan Symphony, the String Quartet, again, this Friday in Durango and Saturday in Farmington. And then in the meantime, I know, Thomas Heuser, you are busy putting the final touches on the upcoming subscription concert with the full symphony, which will be on stage in February. And we'll be talking more about that in the weeks to come, but that's still something that's on the horizon, pretty close horizon.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And please, Scott, have me back so I can talk more.
You bet.
We've got February 10th and 11th coming up. The symphony is presenting a concert called Passionate. This is Dvorak's 7th symphony, an incredible work for the full orchestra, along with a side-by-side performance of the symphony with some student musicians performing, again, more music of Jared Impachataha Tate and Samuel Coleridge Taylor, a great British composer from the 19th century. So Passionate is the program coming up. So much more music to come in 2024, Scott. Happy New Year. It's great to get going again.
That is true. That is true. And for folks who've said we'd like more concerts in Farmington, you're getting what you wish for with this concert this weekend, in addition to the subscription concerts that are still going strong. So it's great to see.
Great, absolutely. And I think that one of the things that we're seeing so much now is the growth of enthusiasm in audiences. We want that to continue with this new concert format.
Very true. Very true. Well, very good. Well, Thomas, it's always great to have you on the show and talking about the San Juan Symphony in whatever format it is in, whether it's large or small, a string quartet to the full symphony. And we will enjoy it this Saturday in Farmington and Friday in Durango. Thanks, Thomas, so much.
Thank you very much for having me, Scott.
You bet. That's Thomas Heuser, the music director of the San Juan Symphony, my guest this morning here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.